USA News, I'm Lance Pry. All eight candidates in last night's GOP presidential debate on Fox News are vowing to combat rising crime in the United States. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who's second in line on the GOP hopeful list, said the victimization of U.S. citizens will stop when he becomes president. DeSantis also said the military will be called in day one of his administration to put law and order back at the border.
So, as president, would you support sending U.S. special forces over the border into Mexico?
Yes, and I will do it on day one. You have the cartels controlling a lot of part of your southern border. We have to reestablish the rule of law.
At least four people were killed, including the gunmen, at an iconic biker bar in the Southern California community of Trabuco Canyon. Jeff Halleck, undersheriff at the Orange County Sheriff's Department, included at least six others were injured. The injured were taken to Providence Mission Hospital in Mission Viejo, California. The fate of the so-called Texas floating border wall is now in the hands of a federal judge. The system of buoys is being blasted by critics who call it a political stunt. The former head of Customs and Border Protection says the lawsuit brought by the Justice Department might be the tipping point in the fight between Texas and the federal government. Texas officials claim no one has gotten past since the Texas floating border wall was put in place. China has started banning all seafood imports from Japan after Tokyo started releasing treated radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean. Japanese Prime Minister Kishida gave his approval this week to begin the Fukushima nuclear power plant plan. China says the seafood ban is to protect consumers from what it calls Japan's selfish and irresponsible act. We are USA News.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Police in Florida are warning residents north of Orlando to watch out for a monkey on the loose. The Orange City Police Department says they've received several calls about a rhesus macaque running wild through the residential neighborhoods and have notified state wildlife officials. In turn, they're telling people, do not feed the monkey. The Federal Aviation Administration is investing hundreds of millions of dollars to address near collisions at airports.
The Federal Aviation Administration announced it is serious about ending runway incursions. In an official statement, the agency emphasized its resolute intent to address the concern. To further bolster the efforts, the FAA has unveiled its plan to allocate an additional $121 million toward minimizing the associated risks. Recent data from the FAA reveals a concerning tally of nearly 1,500 runway incursions since this past October. I'm John Schaefer.
Former University of Southern California running back Reggie Bush is filing a lawsuit against the NCAA.
Bush explained why during the news conference at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, where he played during his collegiate days.
The NCAA made a statement accusing me of engaging in a pay-for-play arrangement, which is 100% not true.
Lawyers for the 2005 Heisman Trophy winner said that the league's accusation irreparably damaged Bush's reputation. I'm Trey Thomas.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue.